this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Wednesday, December 10th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, looking out this morning on a beautiful rain. We try to get the perspective of the Lord and thank God for a rainy day today. Mm-hmm. The weather's warmed up some, but we consider the farmers and the plants and all that depends upon rain. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and again today, we thank you for stopping by and listening to a message of encouragement, whether this is your first time listening to us or perhaps you're a regular listener. Today's message is simply titled, Rahab. The scripture text, there are two, Matthew 1, verse 5, and Hebrews 11, verse 31.
Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient.
I received an email with an interesting perspective. A reader shared how she tried to read Matthew and Luke each Christmas season. In reading the names in the genealogy, she noted, I make myself read every one, even if I cannot pronounce them. The way my thinking goes is this. If this person was important enough for God to make sure they are listed in the Bible, it's important enough for me to read it.
Well, today, let us note the second woman mentioned in Matthew's genealogical record of Christ, Matthew 1:5. Rahab's story begins in Joshua 2, where she courageously hid the Israelite spies in exchange for her deliverance, along with that of her family at the conquest of Jericho. She then helped them to escape by lowering them out a window over the city wall on a rope and then placed a scarlet cord out the window, signifying her faith.
The final mention of her in the Old Testament is in Joshua 6, verse 25, where we read that, quote, she lives among the Israelites to this day, end quote. I find it interesting that none of the Old Testament narratives or genealogies refer to her after this, and specifically her marriage to Salmon, which is listed in Matthew's genealogy. Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab.
Dr. W. A. Criswell wrote this, and I quote him, Rahab, the harlot, is an example of the grace of God at work. Her salvation was not based on her character or merits. She lived in a doomed city, practiced a condemned profession, engaged in subversive activities, and falsified or lied about her actions. Nevertheless, she acted upon faith and was spared the judgment of God, which was executed at the hands of the Israelites. End quote.
Well, both references to Rahab in the New Testament epistles specifically call attention to her background as a prostitute. That would be Hebrews 11:31, one of our daily texts, and also James 2, verse 25. But she is commended for her faith and obedience in assisting the Israelites.
Well, some of you, kind of like us, may wonder
me too.
What business the Israelite spies had staying in the house of a prostitute, which was likely also an inn. Well, we could speculate that it would have also been a good place for strangers to enter and gain information about the city without undue suspicion.
Well, Rahab was not a member of the covenant community, nor was she bound by its moral laws. Yet after hearing the miraculous stories of the Red Sea crossing and their great military defeats, she was observant and had a great sense that these spies would conquer her homeland of Jericho as well. As she said to them, quoting Joshua 2, verse 9, I know that the Lord has given this land to you, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, end quote.
Well, I believe there's a great lesson in her purposeful inclusion in the genealogy of Christ. Rahab was certainly not deserving of salvation on the basis of any type of merit. But God saw her faith. He rewarded her obedience in tying the scarlet cord in the window, and she is an early example of His grace. But that's not all. God used her to fulfill His plan. In the providence of God, she married one of her Israelite conquerors, and with him bore an ancestor of the Messiah. If God can save and use Rahab the harlot, He can surely save and use each one of us. Like her, we're a trophy of grace, a masterpiece of His mercy, and nothing we've done could deserve His great love.
Well, what's your past like? For some of you, it's perhaps like Rahab's. But God hasn't changed. He's still saving, transforming, and using lives today. This message applies to every reader and to those whom you are praying to be saved.
Let's all pray together. Father, we think of Rahab's obedience in hanging the scarlet cord from the window of her home, which brought safety and deliverance for her and all her household. It would seem that the scarlet cord is symbolic of the blood of the Passover lamb that was posted on the houses of the Israelites during their mighty deliverance from captivity in Egypt. And on the personal level, when we receive Jesus as our Savior, we post His sinless blood on the doors of our hearts so that we are freed from the captivity of Satan's tyranny. We are protected from our deserved judgment for sins because Your Son Jesus bore our sins for us. Thank You for making provision for us, just as the spies made provision for Rahab. But even greater is that Your provision for salvation is not just for this life, but it is for all eternity. We give You thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I so appreciate my wife's prayers. She puts a lot of time into them, and I had not actually read it before she read it, and I like that aspect of Jesus as our Savior posting His sinless blood on the doors of our hearts so that we are free from the captivity of Satan's tyranny. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. It continues to rain heavily in our neck of the woods today. We know you're not all listening to this on the 10th of December, though, but that's when we prepared it. What a joy to share God's Word. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. All the supplemental materials that can't be conveyed in a podcast, audio-wise, are posted on the website. And today, that includes some pictures and some that you may find interesting if you're a curious person like me. We had a coal delivery yesterday. And my, Brooksine, I'm sure glad it was yesterday and not today. It was a beautiful day yesterday, and it probably took about 20 minutes to get the coal delivered. And I was out with the man. I have some photos. Very few people here in America, anyway, heat with coal these days, and we do. We use a coal stove that heats our entire house, except for the coldest of weather. We have some pictures up of that delivery, and then we take you down and show you some pictures of the stove as well. We have several suggested songs today that we believe relate to the message. Actually, in the message, Brooksine quotes a portion of a song that I could not find, that is titled Trophy of Grace, but I found one by the same title, but not the same song. Brooksine, you have a follow-up to a request you made yesterday. Why don't you share that?
Well, I'm not sure that we made the request to our podcast listeners.
Well, we know some of our podcast listeners do also go to our written material, so why don't you go ahead and share that and update them?
If you read the note yesterday that I had requested, this would be pertinent today. Thanks to many of you who responded to my request to send a word of encouragement, a scripture, just a prayer to our new sister in Christ, Mary Lou Long, as she's in the last stages of cancer at our local hospice. Now, we don't normally do this sort of thing, but Mary Lou has just come into faith in Christ, and yet she will, short of a miracle from God, be very soon seeing Christ face to face. I delivered 8 pages of caring notes that were sent to her yesterday, and they touched our hearts as well. Then Esther and I joined with her and her daughter Christy last night in singing a number of Christmas carols. And Mary Lou, when she had the strength, sang along. She loves music. She was deeply touched by the notes that I delivered and very much surprised. And I know some probably want to do that still if you're, you know, led of the Lord to do so. And we will deliver any notes that continue to be addressed to her.
And indeed, several came in through the night. Particularly our international readers sometimes read it in the middle of the night. In our night, anyway.
We would welcome that. That would really touch
her. We had heard today from a lady in, where was that, Singapore, that had a special card even for Mary Lou. Well, thank you again for joining us today. It's just a joy to serve Christ today and to be a part of the family of God. Blessings as you stay faithful to Christ.